وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. معشر المسلمين، يقول الحق تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل: ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. جعلنا الله وإياكم من هؤلاء. Dear brothers, respected sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Ar-Rum, what can be translated as, and among his signs is this, that he created you from dust, and then behold, you are human beings scattered. And among his signs is this, he created from your mate, from your wives, from among yourselves. Allah created your mate from among yourself, and you may find repose in there, in them, dwell in tranquility with them. And he has put love, affection, and mercy between your heart. Verily, in that are indeed signs for people who reflect, people who think. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the most important factors for the relationship between the wife and the husband to be straight and continuous is a sabr, patience, is a sabr. This manner, it is a manner, it is not something that you learn, it is not something that you read, it is a behavior. A sabr is a behavior, it's a manner. And the spouses, the wife and the husband, they need this behavior more than anybody else, because they live together a long time. في السراء والضراء. In all the cases, in all the situations, in the case of happiness, case of sadness, case of health, case of sickness, difficulties, poverties, or richness, they live together, their life. And our uqood, the marriage certificate in Islam, or the marriage contract in Islam, is not temporary, it's haram in our religion. Whenever, if the husband married any wife, it is forever, not temporary. So when you pick a lady to be your wife, you have to put in your mind that you are going to live with her forever. Yes, the divorce, al-Islam, accept the divorce. And it is shara in our religion, no doubt in this. But nobody has in his intention the divorce before he get married. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us listen to hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and carefully, especially our sisters. They need to understand hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam يقول: إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع. وهذا الحديث له روايات. إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع لن تستقيم لك على طريقة. This hadith not only for the wives, the husband has to understand this hadith more than the wives, to understand the purpose of this hadith, the goal and the intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he mentioned such kind of hadith. إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع لن تستقيم لك على طريق فإن استمتعت بها استمتعت بها وبها عوجاج. شئت أم أبيت. وإن ذهبت تقيمها كسرتها، وكسرها طلاقها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, this hadith, I have full belief, directed to the husbands more than the wives. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed, the women, that when he talks about women, that means this hadith directed to the husband. He talked to the husband about the wives, about the women. That means this hadith again is directed to the husband. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed, that the woman, Allah created her from dila, the ribs of Adam alayhi salam. And if you touch, your ribs are not straight. The ribs has a curve. All the ribs are like that. In another narration, وَأَعْوَجُ شَيْءٍ فِيهِ طَرَفُهُ. The edge of it is has more curve. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot find a wife perfect. Mrs. Perfect, Miss Perfect is not there. Even Mr. Perfect does not exist. Al-Isma only with Al-Anbiya and Al-Mursaleen alayhim as-salam. And when you enjoy, if you want to enjoy your wife, you enjoy it with this a'wijaj. If you like it or not, this is the reality. This is the reality. That means you have to accept it as is. Now, I'm not talking about if she's not praying, she's not fasting. No, I'm not talking about wajibatul Islam, what's mandatory upon her and upon the Muslim in general. That means you have to accept it as is. And if you want to be a man and a hero, وَتَمْسَحْ عَلَى شَنَبَاتَكْ وَتُرِيدْ أَنْ تَكُونَ رَجُلْ وَتُرِيدْ أَنْ تُقِيمَهَا فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تُقِيمَهَا كَسَرْتَهَا. If you want her, if you want to make her very straight, perfect, Rasulullah said, you are going to break her. If you break, she's not a wife anymore. That means وَكَسْرُهَا طَلَاقُهَا. If you want to break her, if you want her to be straight, it is like mathematics equation. XRYYRZ, then XRZ. That means if you want your wife to be straight, you're going to break her. And if you break her, that means you are divorcing her. And you are without wife. You end up without a wife. As the scholar said, من أراد أو من ابتغى أخا من غير عيب صار بلا أخ ومن ابتغى زوجة من غير عيب صار بلا زوجة. If you are seeking a friend, a brother without any mistake, you end up with no friend. And if you want, if you are seeking a wife without any mistakes, you end up with no wife. Dear brothers, respected sisters, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith wanted from us to pay attention to the situation of the women from the physical point of view and moral and physiology also. المرأة تمر بحالات متعددة. Many stages, many situations, many circumstances, the husband has to understand and to accept that. عليه أن يفهم ويتفهم. يفهم ويتفهم. That means he has to understand this and to accept this. And the most important things can help you to deal with this situation is patience, as-sabr. And there is another thing. You have to look to the positive issues and things that your wife has and your wife does. Don't look at the negative only all the time. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also told us that meaning in authentic hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنا لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنا ولا يفرق means لا يبغض ولا يكره الزوج المؤمن زوجته المؤمنة فإن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. The believing husband should not hate his believing wife. That means the husband shouldn't hate. الفرق والبغض الكره. You shouldn't hate your wife, especially if she is a Muslim, if she is a good Muslim, if she is a good believer. Why? Because if you hate something that she did, you should find many things, many positive things that you like. ولا تقل كما قال الشاعر ولا تكن كما قال الشاعر وعين الرضا عن كل عيب كليلة وعين السخط تبدي المساوية. If you like somebody, you see everything good. If you don't like him, you don't see but the bad. It doesn't work between the wife and the husband. When Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام guided us and taught us that the best one in manners, in akhlaq, is the best one with his wife. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم لأهله لا يكون خيريتك للآخرين دون أهلك وأنا لا أقول لا تكون خيرا مع الآخرين. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in this hadith, the best among you are the best with their wives, with their children, with their family. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وأنا خيركم لأهلي. And I, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best among you with my wives. So it's not acceptable to be nice with others and harsh in your house, to be generous with others and stingy with your family, to be kind outside and rough inside. It's not acceptable. The Prophet ﷺ gave us different concept, different principle, different value. The real Islam, and Islam look at the values started from your house, wife and children. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل الأخلاق من الإيمان من الإيمان. When he said صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا من أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وألطفهم بأهله. The best among you, or the best one in Iman, the best Iman, the best level of Iman, the complete Iman, are those who have manners, akhlaq, and those who are very kind and nice, kind and nice with their wives and their family. وهذا مصداق قول الله تعالى وعاشرهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. And that is exactly matching with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran وعاشرهن للزوجات وعاشرهن بالمعروف. And live with them, with your wives honorably, on a footing of kindness and equity. And if you dislike a thing or something that they did, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring goodness through it, through that thing that you don't like. And some mufassirin qalu min al-khayr alladhi yujrihi Allah 'azza wa jalla al-awlad, the children. Maybe you'll find husband don't like their wives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them children, and this is the best the best goodness comes out of this marriage. How many husbands they don't have children? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His bounty on you, gave you this gift from Him, children, and still you are not happy. صَاخِطٌ مُسْتَصَخِّطٌ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. And in another hand, Al-Islam directed the wife also to be patient and to obey the husband. For this life goes smoothly. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المشهور إذا صلت المرأة خمسها وصامت شهرها وحفظت فرجها وأطاعت زوجها قيل لها أدخلي الجنة من أي أبوابها وفي رواية من أي أبواب الجنة شئت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described the best wife, the best believing wife, when he said, if the wife prayed her 5 mandatory prayer, as-salawat al-khams, and she fast the mandatory month, which is Ramadan, and prevent herself from doing al-haram, especially when the husband is absent, and if she obeys her husband, what is the reward of that? We know Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in authentic hadith, حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَحُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. That means the road to Al-Jannah, there is difficulties, many obstacles, many duties, many requirements to do until you get Al-Jannah. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. The item that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is selling to people is not cheap. It's not cheap. Al-Jannah is not cheap, brothers and sisters. Al-Jannah is expensive. It's expensive. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Sil'atullah is Al-Jannah. It's ghaliya. It's so expensive. It's not easy. It's not cheap. This expensive item that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is selling to people will give it to the wife if she does only 4 things. Husband, he's to do a lot of things to go Al-Jannah. But the wife, all what she need, 4 things, and will go Al-Jannah. She will go Al-Jannah. The first one, to pray her 5 daily prayer, to fast Ramadan, to be far away from Al-Haram, and to obey her husband. What is the reward of that? On the day of judgment, the angel will tell her, this is the gate of Al-Jannah. And Al-Jannah has 8 gates. Enter Al-Jannah from any gate that you pick. Pick any gate and you go. You know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the 7 gates in front of As-Sahaba, there is a gate for As-Salat, and gate for Al-Jihad, and gate Al-Rayyan for fasting, and a gate As-Sadaqat. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, هل من بأس أن يدخل الإنسان منها جميعا? Is there any harm? Or is it possible a Muslim will go Al-Jannah through all the 8 gates? The Prophet said, no harm, and you are among them, Ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, do you know who is Abu Bakr? Who will go through all this gate? And the wife, if she did only these 4 things, will pick any gate that she likes, which is a Sahaba, all of them in general, is not for them. But the wife will get this, will reach this level to pick any gate to enter paradise. If she does only these 4 things. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Husayn ibn Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, one of my aunt, Amma, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ba'd shaniha to ask him about some stuff. After she finished what she came for, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her a question. He told her, or he asked her, أَذَّتِي زَوْجٍ أَنْتِ؟ أَذَّتِي زَوْجٍ أَنْتِ؟ Do you have a husband? She said, yes. He asked her, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَيْفَ أَنْتِ لَهُ؟ Describe yourself, how you are dealing with him. Are you okay, or how are you with him? She said, مَا آلُ إِلَّا مَا عَجَزْتُ عَنْهُ. مَا آلُ إِلَّا مَا عَجَزْتُ عَنْهُ. That means I do my best. I do everything to him except something that's impossible, or I couldn't. Except if this is my ability. Everything that I can, I'm able to afford it, I do for her, for him. That means she's a good wife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَانْظُرِي أَيْنَ أَنْتِ مِنُّ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ جَنَّتُكِ وَنَارُكِ. Be careful and find yourself, look at yourself exactly. How are you with him? He is either your Jannah, your paradise, or your hell. I mean, if you do good and you follow the Islamic teaching, not the Western and other society or civilization, you will go to Jannah immediately. Brothers and sisters in Islam, both husband and wife should remember قول الله تعالى ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. Those who are patient in dunya, used to be patient in dunya, we are going to reward them better than what they used to do. And also قول الله تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. الصابرون, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will pay them in full without any measure, no measurement. For those who used to be صابرين or imam who are or used to be patient in dunya, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will reward them الجنة without حساب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among them, our wives among them, our families, our children among them, and also to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best. أو كما قال ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. الحمد لله حق حمده, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الصادق في وعده, شهادة تنجي قائلها في ظلمة لحده, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده. أما بعد, عباد الله, إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ به نفسه وثنى به ملائكة قدسه, فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الصحابة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين وعثمان وأبي السبطين علي, وعن جميع صحابة رسولك الكريم, وعن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين, وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين, وعن معهم بمنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويبتلى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف ومنهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا بأمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، أصلح أحوالنا، اغفر ذنوبنا، استر عيوبنا، اشف مرضانا، ارحم موتانا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا، اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا، اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا، ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا واحفظ أبناءنا وبناتنا ونساءنا وجميع المسلمين، وسلمنا في هذه البلاد من جميع شرور العباد، إنك على كل شيء قدير والإجابة جدير. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
straight in the line so استقيموا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم، إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار وابتغاؤكم من فضله، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. ومن آياته يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينزل من السماء ماء فيحيي به الأرض بعد موتها، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. صلى الله عليه وسلم.